On today's Technobabble, DSLR or video camcorder?
Is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome back again to another Techno Babble. As you may or may not know, it's been a little bit of time between the last episode and this one. Sorry about that. I have rearranged my priorities, let's just say it that way, and I now have another podcast that I can tell you about, that is Tech Help for Churches. So if you go over to trinitydigitalmedia.com, I've got both of them listed. So right now, let's talk about DSLRs versus video camcorders. Now, I'm a videographer. That's something you should know about me. I love to do video. And yet, my primary camera is a DSLR. So you might be wondering why I would choose to do video with the camera where the video was kind of an afterthought. And I know that it's an afterthought for a couple of reasons. First off, it only takes about 15 minutes of video at a time. Now, my card is big enough that I can take much longer than 15 minutes, but it's limited. Part of that is file size, part of that is just an engineering decision that they made, and it's really annoying, especially because there are other cameras that use the same file system that requires the small file size that take longer video. But more about that in just a second. The other thing is the audio on the DSLR. Well, at least the ones that I've interacted with. How can you say this? It's bad. Early ones had auto gain control that you could not turn off without hacking them. Mine is a Canon T3i, and I love the video that it takes. I love being able to switch out lenses and do some cool things like that. But the audio's just bad. It has pretty horrible preamps, and those preamps, they're just hissy. Unless they're really, really low, you hear a lot of hiss. A lot. Enough that people that are unfamiliar with audio hear the hiss. So that's kind of bad. So those are a couple of the downsides. Here's the upside. The video is beautiful. Beautiful. I was sitting in church with my wife and a video came up on screen and I said, "Do you think we bought this or we made it?" And she looked at me and said, "Oh yeah, we totally bought this." I said, "No, I'm pretty sure we made it." And she said, "No, that's not possible. It looks just too good." Well, I confirmed with the guys that shot it because I wasn't out with them at the time. And in fact, they had shot it. And it was homegrown, as they say. And that's because it was shot on a DSLR, in this case a Canon 7D with the 50mm prime lens. You see, the video on these is so good that it almost looks like film. And film is what we associate with quality. maybe it's the shallow depth of field, maybe it's the way that a CMOS sensor captures video versus CCDs, I don't know. But something about a DSLR is just beautiful. And so that's why I own one. Now let's look at camcorders for a second. The first thing that is obvious to me of why you would get a camcorder is if you were shooting anything longer than 15 minutes. So if you're shooting your church service, camcorder is really the way to go. If you're shooting a wedding, a camcorder is really the way to go. A graduation, bar mitzvah, funeral, I don't know. Just anything that's longer than 15 minutes, a camcorder is the way to go. Plus, if you, depending on the camcorder you get, you can get wonderful audio. In fact, there's a Canon camera that is kind of a prosumer model that has a couple of XLR ends. Each XLR has independent gain control, and it also has the ability for phantom power. Nice. Something very, very useful to have. The problem with this is, for this kind of ability, it's more expensive. Now, granted, there are $500 camcorders. There are. But I'm talking about kind of a prosumer model that's in the $2,000 to $4,000 range. Looking at my DSLR, which I paid around $700, $800 for when it was new, I could get a whole lot of lenses and a whole lot of accessories for the difference. Now, as I say, I'm not as flexible, but the video is so beautiful. So I guess it comes down to your situation. And I mean, ideally, you'd have both. You'd have a camcorder for longer shoots, things where you don't need to switch out the lens, that sort of thing. And a DSLR for short form things, or things that can be broken up into shorter shots, movie style maybe. And that's probably what I would recommend. You should know that nowadays, while there you can still get tape, it's kind of antiquated. So make sure as you're looking at all this that the format that it shoots is something that it's easy to work with. That's one thing that I found with the Canon camcorder that my church bought. Is ours is AVC HD, which I wasn't the one who made the decision, and immediately I saw that as a problem because we need to transcode to edit it. Now, you don't necessarily need to do that with all software, but with a lot, you do, and it's kind of annoying. It's kind of annoying that it takes an extra step. Now, granted, that's a faster extra step than the real-time copying we did with MiniDV, but it's still an extra step. So I hope that helps you, and I hope it helps you make a decision for the camera you use for your church. And until next time, go out and change eternity.